This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver is releasing another round of rebates today for its popular e-bike program. 2,000 discounts will be available. Half are for Denverites with lower incomes who can claim a $1,200 rebate on e-bikes at select local shops. Additionally, anyone can apply to get $400 off. More than 3,000 Denver residents took advantage of the rebates during just 3 weeks earlier in the program. Deaths from the powerful opioid fentanyl have spiked in the state. Data from the Health Institute Colorado shows overdoses from the drug increased 10 times since 2016. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he sees this as a third phase of the opioid crisis.
They're counterfeit pills in many cases that are based with fentanyl. And you have different populations, those who are struggling with addiction who go to these pills, or those people who don't even know that they're getting fentanyl. They may think it's a real oxycodone pill, but it's actually fentanyl.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals reached a $233 million settlement with most states last week for underpaying Medicaid rebates. Weiser says Colorado will get about $3 million of that for more drug treatment recovery programs and education around the dangers of fentanyl. Colorado's newest state department, one that supports children, families, and early childhood educators, has launched. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A major focus of the new agency will be implementing a voter-approved universal preschool program beginning in the 2023 school year. It guarantees all families of four-year-olds at least 10 hours of free preschool a week. It's expected to save families an average of $4,300 per year. Additional hours of care will be available for children in need. The department also hopes to streamline the entire early childhood system and cut red tape for families. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Right now in Denver, it's 71 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 85. This is CPR News and KRCC.